My name is Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The aim of the research is to compile a contemporary portrait of the UK. The date is the 24th of July 2009 and the time is now 18 minutes past midnight. Can you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
Yeah, my name is Dawn Foote. I'm 30 years old and I come from Derby.
How are you?
Good, I think.
How you heard about the project?
It was through the Sky Arts magazine that got through the door, just reading through that, and it picked up on the Anthony Gormley project. No Anthony Gormley from the works that he's done and other projects he's done, so quite keen as to sort of in the things that he gets involved with, especially from a participation point of view. So I thought this sounded quite interesting, so yeah, I went for it.
What was it, do you think, particularly about this project that inspired you to take part?
Because I think people can take part. I think that's the interest part of it, is the fact that, you know, this concept of an hour on the plinth to do something, I think in itself is quite an interesting thing. I didn't know how it would pan out or how, what it would be like, but that concept itself was, I think, something quite interesting.
How did you feel when you heard that you had a place?
Well, I entered my dog Bradley to get a place because I wanted to represent a nation of dog lovers. I'm a big animal lover, and one of the things with Brad is we call him the Dog of Bronze because we think he's a legend, and if anything ever happened to him, we'd probably make him make a statue of him and put him on a plinth or something like that, in our mind's eye. So I thought, what would be better thing than to get him to take part and to present that? And he was selected. when they phoned up and they asked to speak to Brad, I was like, he's a dog. and I said I could go get him, but he can't speak. So I was tempted to walk off and go get him back to the phone and rah, 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 rah. But yeah, I'm sure you've probably had people who might have even spoke to you in that way. So I took his place and stepped in, and we put it out to, I'm still unsure within stepping in whether do I represent Brad. So I put it out to vote on BBC Radio and spoke to the listeners about what I was doing. So I thought it'd be quite a fun thing to do, again, just get people involved with the project. And I put a couple of options forward and the public voted for me to represent Brad. So it was always going to happen. I knew the vote would swing that way, but I just kind of wanted to get people involved. So here I am today dressed in a dog outfit.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the outfit?
Yeah, it's quite hot. priority was trying to find an outfit that actually looked like Brad slightly was number one priority. So Dalmatian, Scooby-Doo outfits, all that sort of stuff wasn't going to cut the mustard. So I researched online for a while and finally found a place in China that manufactured mascots. And found one that represented Brad suitably from the markings. So went for that, and it took about 4 weeks for it to arrive and shipped in. But it got here just in time. So that was quite fortunate. So I've tried to tie this into a local charity as well. The local RSPCA is struggling quite a lot at the moment. So again, proving Britain's a nation of dog lovers, I thought it'd be good to tie this into that. And raise awareness for those guys, because each RSPCA centre is only funded locally. They don't get national funds or anything from the government or anything like that, which a lot of people don't realise. So they completely rely on donations and trusts and people leaving legacies and all that sort of stuff.
Do you mean they're financially struggling at the moment?
Yeah, our local RSPCA, last week were having made 12 staff redundant and stopped rehoming dogs from the local centre. But they're trying to swing that round, so they're in quite a state of struggle at the moment. But I only found that out as in further conversations with them. But we're hoping to raise awareness with the local community and businesses to sort of get behind it. I don't think people aware what how bad a state they it got in.
Did Brad come via the RSPCA?
He came from a rescue home. It was one called Jerry Green's, which was based in Lincolnshire now where my parents live. I'm from Derby. So I thought I'd support something that's sort of more local, and it's still supporting sort of animal rehoming. So, yeah. And they're in quite a bit of need, so I've gone for that one.
How would you describe Brad?
The Dog of Bronze. No, very loyal, fun-loving. The best dog in the world. He comes to the office with us, he comes to the studio, I run my own company, and he comes in every day. He's a legend, he's just so friendly, great with everyone, and everyone who meets him just says he's the best dog. And so I just think that it just, yeah, represents everything good about the creature that is there. If one of the things that I'm going through in the plinth is if a dog could teach us what the dogs could teach us, things like being loyal and all that sort of thing. So yeah, I think they're a very man's best friend.
You mentioned your studio. What do you do there?
I run a company called Catapult, with a K, and we're a marketing design agency doing digital media and all that sort of stuff, motion graphics. I have a team of 10 based in Derby, been running it for 10 years. So established since 2000.
Just picking up on what you said there about what dogs could teach us.
Yeah.
What are you going to do on the plinth? How are you going to get this message across?
Well, I've got a big banner saying, prove Britain is a nation of dog lovers, because even though we say we're a nation of dog lovers, there's obviously a lot of animals that are neglected, are mistreated, are bought as status animals, and they're not actually, even though we say the nation of dog lovers, as I say, there's a lot of that are mistreated and need rehoming, and a lot of issues with pedigree breeding. So dogs that are rescue dogs, crossbreeds, are sometimes the healthier species anyway, and trying to promote that sort of side of things. But with my messaging, I'm going to be talking about some of the positive things that the RSPCA have done, but also just saying what you can learn from dogs, in the sense that if they could teach us things, what we could pick up from them. So I'll be revealing a number of messages around that, some that make you feel quite good about things, positive messages about dogs.
What else is important in your life at the moment, would you say?
In my life at the moment, well, work's a big aspect of what I do, because, say, if I'm running my own company, it's quite a responsibility, making a team of 10. But a big part of my life is I've just been travelling. I took a sabbatical for 4.5 months after working at the company for 10 years. I took some time out and went travelling around the world, which was a big part. So I managed to go and do some indulgences, scuba diving, travel through Thailand, New Zealand, Australia. Ended up in Borneo, where I worked with orangutan in a volunteer capacity for a month. So I'm working quite closely with them, trying to raise awareness for the plight of those as an endangered species. So a lot of things that are really important to me are kind of some environmental and animal welfare issues, and kind of having that sense that I feel like I do a lot locally and where I live, and you have control over what you do, but feeling this overwhelming sense that there's a lot more you can do, and being able to have an influence over things, and actually you can make change on bigger scale issues. So I think a lot of my concerns are about able to have influence over some of those things about the planet and about animal welfare, that in day to day people just get so sort of caught up in life that they forget that we live on a planet dead. And I think ethically, I've always had that running through me since I was sort of like 5 years old, those sort of values, and it's been able to have the time to do things and be in a position where you can make influence as well. So trying to do more of that stuff again now. I got absorbed into the company for so long doing so much stuff, and now I can sort of do a bit more stuff on that sort of side of things.
Were you always fond of animals?
Yeah, always. Yeah. I mean, I think from the age of 10, I was like vegetarian, sort of said, but I never liked eating, I just didn't understand the concept of eating animals, so yeah, always been an animal lover, and just it's just part of your value set, isn't it? If you've either, that's how you see the world, or you don't, I guess. But I don't preach my things back to people. I've just got a certain set of values that I live by, so yeah.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
Myself, quite determined, fun though, and I can take things seriously, but I think I'm a big kid most of the time. it's quite strange, because I probably look younger than I am sometimes, and I sometimes surprise people by saying what I do, considering I might look and sound quite young. But when I start talking, when I start talking, people are sometimes quite surprised by what I come out with, and they go, oh, which I like, because I'd rather surprise people and do things well. But you know, there's, yeah, I don't know how else to describe myself as a person. You'd have to ask someone else that, probably.
kind of impact do you think it might have, you being on the plinth tonight?
To anyone, me or people I know? I think people think I'm mad. So probably reaffirm that. I think hopefully I'll encourage people to take part in things. Not, you know, don't take life too seriously. Get involved with stuff if you believe in something or want to have a go at something, just to give it a go. And you don't have to be a nutter to do this sort of thing. And it's, you know, I think it's just and hopefully I'll raise awareness about, you know, the animal dog thing.
Do you have any reservations or fears about taking part in this tonight?
Overheating is my main fear. Yeah, overheating in the dog costume would be my number one fear. And I think that's number one. I think also just the fact of the concept of being recorded and it being there forever and being conscious of what you're doing is being recorded, in the sense it's being captured. And normally you wouldn't spend an hour of your life just doing something quite staged unless you were into the performance. And I think that what's strange about this is you're getting normal people who don't normally wouldn't just film themselves or be in front of a camera. And I think a lot of people going up there and probably switch off from that side of it. But I think it'd be really strange afterwards to go back and watch yourself on the plinth. I think that's going to be very odd.
Have you had any experience of performing at all?
When I was a child, probably, and hated it. Having to go to ballet and perform and that sort of thing. I think there were things that you didn't enjoy. I've done public speaking and things like that for work, but I've been in sort of dance school and stuff like that, but they've all been when I was younger rather than now. But I'm quite a social person, so I'm quite comfortable up in front of people, but I think I wouldn't be normal if there wasn't an element of fear. But I'd be lying if I didn't say I was a bit cautious of it. But I think the adrenaline will take you through once you're up there.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I don't know. Not really, I don't think.
Thanks very much.
Is that all right?